You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This 710 podcast is brought to you by Francis Coppola's Diamond Collection Wines. Coppola's Diamond Collection offers the perfect wines to celebrate both big and small occasions this summer. Claret Cabernet Sauvignon is the perfect pairing with juicy burgers. And Diamond Sparkling Prosecco goes great with friends at your next garden party. Enjoy your summer with Diamond Collection Wines. Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Sonoma, California. Please drink responsibly.
What is going on, Laker fans? Thank you very much for tuning in. We got 1 hour of Los Angeles Lakers basketball. Yes, right in the heart of the offseason. Still a lot going on. Lakers right in the middle of summer league. Got to figure out who's going to grab that 14th roster spot. What big are the Lakers going to get? LeBron yesterday on the ESPYs makes an announcement that he's not retiring. I'm not going to get into too much of that. But I want to talk about Bron a little bit later in the show. And beyond next year, what does that look like? I've said this a couple times. This could be Bron's last year as a Los Angeles Laker. Anthony Davis got an important date coming up here. He can get an extension on August 4th is when he could get a 3-year extension. What are the Lakers going to do then? And then a little bit of chirping with Darvin Ham going after Michael Malone and some of his comments that he's had since they won an NBA championship, which is always fun. So we got a lot to get into. A little bit later in the show, I got a chance to connect with Max Christie before the Lakers-Celtics game yesterday, so I'm going to continue to emphasize that. This was before the game between the Lakers and the Celtics, so keep that one in mind. But 6-7 minutes of just catching up with him on how his development going, how summer league's going for him, and how he could potentially be a rotational player this upcoming year. Mike Trudell did send out a tweet a few hours ago on Max Christie. He sustained a right hip strain in yesterday's game. Will be listed as day-to-day moving forward. Lakers got a game tomorrow against the Memphis Grizzlies as part of Summer League. Probably don't expect too much from Max Christie the rest of the way. Let me start off with this. Let me actually spend a minute or two on the Summer League, Lakers Summer League that's been going on. You know, I find it fascinating, not just the Lakers piece of it. I know the Lakers, there was a few years back when the Lakers won the Summer League, and who was on that team? Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, Caruso, Kyle Kuzma. I'm probably missing some other players as well, but the Lakers had a ton of draft picks, and they were in the process of developing players. It's a much different franchise today. The fact that they are coming off getting to the Western Conference Finals. Yes, they had two picks, which I think there were some surprises that the Lakers kept them, but I'm sure Rob Pelinka decided, all right, well, now no trades out there that I want, then sounds good. I'm going to do the best I can with a number 17, number 41 pick. But it's been cool to see some of these players play. Max Christie, I'll get into in a second. Jalen Hood-Schifino, all right, kind of a decent, at least so far, a decent summer league, not the most consistent. I think yesterday in their game, I liked his rebounds and assists, but took 20 shots, was only 7 of 20 from the field. Don't pay too much attention to that. Maxwell Lewis, sometimes you see just a little bit of, wow, can that guy be a 3-and-D guy in the NBA on a consistent basis? Colin Castleton, that's their big man that at the Lakers are sitting here today and wondering who's going to play that backup big man role for Jackson Hayes, or is there going to be somebody else out there with Jackson Hayes and Anthony Davis? Maybe Colin Castleton might get some opportunities. He's been nice in the summer league. Damoy Hodge, who I did not know much about before the summer league, a nice shooter and looks like one of those guys that can go out and get buckets. So the summer league is serving its purpose. The purpose of the Summer League is very simple. The purpose of the Summer League is get out there, play some games, get some run, get familiar. I mean, guys like Max Christie are going to look a lot different than guys like Jalen Hood-Schifino because this is Max Christie's second go-around. So there are certain players there that you can just tell they're a man amongst boys. But it's been fun to watch, and I know Wembanyama got shut down to get a chance to see him. Scoot Henderson, Brandon Miller, who the Lakers played a few days ago, that was a number two overall pick. So getting a chance to watch some of these young kids, and specifically for the Lakers, trying to see, hey, can you find that diamond in the rough? Here's the reality. I don't know if any of these players will pan out, but I think it's good to see some of the young kids that the Lakers have. Now back to Max Christie. Again, Max Christie will come on 7:30. Interviewed him a couple days ago, so we'll get a chance to take a listen to that. Max Christie is the one player that at least, and this is not coming off a, well, look what he's doing in summer league. The guy gained 10 pounds since the offseason. Go look at his physique and his body. Just looks like one of those guys that is no question about it, a gym rat, wants every opportunity to play basketball. Any opportunity he gets to just work on his game, he's trying to take advantage of that. I'm excited about Max Christie. I think he's actually going to get some real rotational minutes this upcoming season. Now, you might say, all right, well, how's he going to get in there? You got a team that's defending for the Western Conference, or trying to get back to not just the Western Conference Finals, but the Finals. They're going to be competing this year. The West is stacked. How is a man in his second year, that young, 20 years old, going to get opportunities to play for the Lakers? Actually, go look at their backcourt. I think there's going to be some opportunities. Their backcourt is basically Austin Reeves, Gabe Vincent, D'Angelo Russell, and Max Christie. Now, you could say Jalen Hood-Schifino, but is he really going to get that much playing time this year? I don't think so. I know Coach, I was listening to him on the ESPN broadcast yesterday, Darvin Ham, was saying that, no, he thinks he could potentially get some opportunities. We'll see what happens. But Max Christie, I would not be surprised or shocked that Max Christie, once the season starts, has moments, has opportunities. He's got great size, really nice defender, improving on his three, improving on his offensive game, getting to the basket. So I'm looking forward to what he eventually does as we get a little bit closer to the season starting. LeBron yesterday on the ESPYs. So the ESPYs obviously always airs. Yesterday's supposed to be, the way it usually works, the slowest day in sports. Now, it's because it's the day after the All-Star game. Obviously, NBA, NFL, everybody's off right now. And the ESPYs always air strategically on the slowest day in sports. Bron accepted an award and was up there giving his speech. And I always think it's the ESPY Award for Best Record-Breaking Performance. And it was commemorating Bron passing Kareem for the NBA's all-time scoring record. And I'm going to read off a little bit what Bron said, and I'm not going to read too much into it because I definitely never thought LeBron James was going to be retiring, but I'm going to give kind of my full story here. He says, I don't care how many more points I score, what I can and can't do on the floor. The real question for me is, can I play without cheating the game? The day I can't play without giving it everything I got on the floor will be the day that I'll be done. Lucky for you guys, that day is not today. So Bron got his ESPY, basically saying I ain't going anywhere. And if there were any conversation or chatter about Bron retiring, that part is over. It was never a starting conversation for me. Now, I do remember when the Lakers were eliminated, and I remember that night doing the post-game show. We had kind of an extended post-game since it was the final game of the year. And just sitting there listening to LeBron, and all of a sudden you hear Bron, you know, towards the end there basically saying, you know, he's not 100% sure. Bron was coming off his 20th season in the NBA. He's doing things we've never seen before. How are you still this productive at this stage of your career? How's that possible? I don't know. Go look at every other player in the NBA. They're not doing what Bron's doing. Bron played all but a few seconds of that final game four. And the Lakers, yes, got swept against the Nuggets, but you're not looking at it and say, well, it's because LeBron James, that's why the Lakers got swept. No, Bron had put the Lakers in position to even get to the Western Conference Finals, not by himself, had help. There were role players. Anthony Davis was, you know, one of the better two-way players in the entire postseason. But I never thought Braun was going to leave. I think Braun was just, there was some frustration. You lose the game. You play the entire time. You drop 40 points. He had the issue with his foot, so he's got to get some kind of treatment, whatever that was. We don't know the details of it. Eventually, the dust will settle, and Braun was going to come back. What I find interesting is the conversation about, all right, what about LeBron James past this year? Lakers are going to have some decisions to make in the near future. That's when I'll bring up the AD topic. But the Braun piece of it, he's got a player option next year. And I'll just say this. This is me not knowing anything. But I have heard LeBron James say he does want to play with his son, Bronny. Braun does have a player option next season. The Lakers are certainly built to win right now, and that's what they're trying to do. And I think the roster that they have right now won't be the roster that comes into the playoffs. I think they'll, any opportunity they get to improve or any tweaks that they can make, I think Pelinka in the front office will do it. But that, I've said this a couple times to Travis in the morning show. I've said that, listen, don't, there's no guarantee that LeBron will be a Laker after this year. There just isn't. And I've heard from his own mouth talk about how much he wants to play with his son. We were chatting a little bit about this morning. I don't know what kind of competition that's going to make for Bronny. If Bronny's supposed to be a number 25 pick and somebody with the number 15 pick says, well, screw it, I'm going to take Bronny with the number 15 pick. And my hope is that I'm also going to get LeBron James, granted, in his 22nd season, but look what LeBron was doing in his 20th season. And even if he has a drop-off, which we all expect to happen in his 21st season, is it going to be a big drop-off, or is it going to be something that's just, all right, he went down a little bit, but I've been saying that for 4 or 5 years, and I don't feel like his game, yes, he's not the same player. No, he's not the player in his prime. But what a fascinating I think year we have coming up. Not that that's going to take a lot of the conversation, but it will take some of the conversation. And seeing Bronny at USC, and there's going to certainly be conversation. Is this guy a real draft pick? Is he not? How bad does Bron want to play with his son? I was never worried about Bron retiring this year. I really wasn't. I more look at, will LeBron James be a Laker a year from now? That I don't have an answer for. That I find very, very interesting. Okay, I want to do this when we come back. So, Rob Pelinka addressed, you can call it directly, indirectly, talked a little bit about this key date coming up for Anthony Davis and a potential extension. So, AD is eligible for a new 3-year deal. I think the value, $167 million, I want to say. And he'd be eligible for a new 3-year deal starting on August 4th. When we come back, let's spend a little time on this. What is the right thing to do if you're the Los Angeles Lakers? What is the right thing to do if you're Anthony Davis, who's been playing with the Lakers this entire time with LeBron James? What should the Lakers in the front office do on August 4th? Is it a no-brainer, give Anthony Davis the extension and let's just move the hell on? Or is it, wait, let's pump the brakes here for a second. How available is he going to be? The further you get in your career, it's not like you start playing more games. You're probably playing, at best, the amount of games you're playing now or less. I think it's a interesting conversation. I certainly have my thoughts on it. If you want to be a part of the show, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, coming up in about 12, 13 minutes or so, got a chance to connect with Max Christie earlier in the week. We are going to play that full interview. Also, just an update here on Max Christie. Mike Trudell put out a tweet a little bit earlier, sustained a right hip strain in Wednesday's game. Yesterday's game against the Celtics will be listed as day-to-day moving forward. Probably don't expect Max Christie to play anymore in this summer league. Really no need to, but he's been great. He's been fantastic. One of the things we also got out of summer league, which is honestly, this is kind of the one of the best parts about it. You get opportunities to hear from Rob Pelinka. You get opportunities to hear from Darvin Ham. I listened to him yesterday. Darvin Ham also went on a podcast. Mark Stein and Chris Haynes. I'll play some clips from that yesterday where he's kind of going a little bit back at Michael Malone. When Rob Pelinka spoke, there was some chatter and conversation. So if you don't know, let me properly give some context here. August 4th, Anthony Davis is eligible for a new three-year deal that's worth $167 million. All right? Rob Pelinka was asked about it. Pelinka started by basically saying he can't give too much details, but let me read off a couple quotes here. This was on The Athletic. I wish the CBA allowed us to talk about negotiations, but there's pretty strict rules around that. But couldn't think more highly of Anthony Davis as a Laker and as a player. He's helped drive, or he's helped deliver a championship to our franchise. He's been an incredible captain and leader. We saw last year willing to play through a hard foot injury to get our team to the Western Conference Finals. So just love having him as a part of our team. Lakers got a decision to make on August 4th. And I want to, you know, give a little bit of scope here on Anthony Davis, because AD is talked about or criticized as much as any player that I've seen on the Lakers, at least in the, you know, obviously in the near, in these last few years or so. AD is always talked about. And I think sometimes we forget what AD brings to the table. Don't get me wrong. I'm not here trying to justify Anthony Davis, most difficult pills to swallow on Anthony Davis is how available is he going to be? Last season, he played 56 games. And after he had that about a five-week injury, he was there every night. The only nights he wasn't there was when the training staff basically had planned, don't play in back-to-backs. And I know that was its own conversation. The Lakers, remember, one of the back-to-backs was losing against the Rockets, and they were doing everything to just try to make the play-in tournament. And, you know, we were at the time saying, could this be the freaking difference of the Lakers not making the play-in tournament, losing to the Rockets, and AD didn't play in the back-to-back? But nonetheless, Anthony Davis, it's interesting when you look at AD on the Lakers past LeBron James' career. So far, they are adjoined, right? And I think the Lakers' success, it's no coincidence. When Anthony Davis was healthy, they won an NBA championship, and they got to the Western Conference Finals. When he wasn't healthy, they lost in the first round to the Suns and lost three in a row after he got injured in the playoffs. And then last season, which it wasn't all on Anthony Davis's availability or any of that, it was, yes, he only played 40 games, but on top of that, it was also that the Lakers, just the roster construction was what it was. Everybody knows it. It's clear that when AD is there, the capability that the Lakers have, when he's not there, they genuinely have no shot to do anything. I think a lot of times with Anthony Davis, and again, this is all going to go back to should the Lakers extend him or not, give him that three-year extension. I think a lot of times when we look at Anthony Davis, we're so quick, and I'm as guilty as anybody. Listen, I'm one of the first ones to have an opportunity to have a microphone after a Lakers game, and I'm probably complaining about something. I'm saying, you know, AD only took 9 shots. You can't have a game where you take 9 shots. I only got to the free throw line 3 times. AD is too good to be that inconsistent on offense. What we do fail to realize is every single time Anthony Davis steps on the floor, he's the best defensive player probably 95% of the time. That what he does on the other side of the floor and the impact that he has and the way he kind of controls the defensive side, we just don't give him enough credit for it. Without LeBron James, I don't feel confident that Anthony Davis can be the best player on a championship team. However, he can be one of those players on a championship team, one of the foundational pieces to a championship team. And if I'm looking at, there's going to come a day for the Lakers where it's the LeBron James era is over. It could be as early as next season. But at least for now, when we look at the big picture and we look at the future, I got no problem with Anthony Davis on the Los Angeles Lakers for X amount of more years. I don't. Is there some concern about age? Or I'm sorry, is there concern about health and how many games he plays? Absolutely there is. And I think that's always going to be there. And I think that's kind of part of the price of doing business with Anthony Davis. But just think about when Anthony Davis is on the floor, how he impacts a game. And just think about with Anthony Davis, when he's at his best, where he is with the rest of the key players in the NBA. He's as good as anybody. Again, I'm going to go back to it. Yes, you got to do it on a consistent basis, but I have a difficult time thinking that Anthony Davis is not going to be a Laker in the next couple of years. That's my own personal opinion. If August 4th rolled around and the Lakers decided, well, you know what, we're going to wait a second here. We do not have to do this extension right now. We could kick the can down the road. I would understand, and maybe that has more to do with, well, what's Bron's future going to be? What's the roster and the team going to look like? But for me, if they also on August 4th put ink to paper and Anthony Davis is going to be a Laker for years to come, all that means to me is, cool, now you got to go get that other superstar. And yes, you got to have the right supporting cast and everything else that comes with it, but AD is the second best player or one of the best players on your team, on a championship team, I'm okay with. If he's the best player, I don't know if that team is going to go make a championship run. That's my own personal opinion. Okay, let's take a quick call here. Todd from Anaheim Hills. Todd, what's going on?
Slee, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. What do you think? And I don't know if AD is the topic that you want, but what do you think about that extension that's coming up?
I got a couple topics that you've been mentioning. So as far as AD goes, I think you're right. I think he stays. He's going to be a Laker going forward, but I just don't think the $160 million. I think you need to try to get him at some kind of a hometown discount so that they can free up some money to sign other guys. Next year is a tremendous free agent class in the NBA, so I think you got to have some money available to go after some of those guys.
Was there anything else on there that you mentioned?
You know, the other thing, too, you were talking about LeBron and Bronny earlier, too. You know, I'm the biggest Laker fan in the world, 50-plus years watching the Lakers, but I'm not the biggest LeBron guy, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. But I got to say, if he walks next year, I think he's due $50-plus million next year. And if he walks away from that to go play with his kid somewhere else, I got to give the guy a lot of respect for doing that. But I got to believe that you're going to see AD and LeBron both back with the Lakers next year. What do you think?
Appreciate you calling in, Todd. I don't know. I don't know how – it's so tough to try to predict LeBron at this stage of his career. Is he won championships? Yeah, I mean, he's won with three different teams. You got finals MVPs. Got the most points in the history of the NBA. He's top five in assists. You know, whether LeBron is your favorite player of all time or he's not on top, whatever it is, every franchise he's played for, he's going to have left there with delivering a championship. And if moving forward in his 22nd season, he wants to go play with his son, and you're right, he does have a $50 million player option. Don't worry, he's going to go get paid somewhere else even if he leaves. But even if he did end up leaving and now it's maybe the priority is no longer winning championships, I know this year the priority will be winning a championship. I know last season the priority was winning a championship. I know every other year he's ever played in the NBA, it's been about winning a championship. But maybe in his 22nd year, that priority changes a little bit because it's his son. But there's so – man, I can't literally – it feels like we're 10 years away from that just because I got no idea how good his kid's going to be in college. Okay, what kind of player could he potentially be in the NBA? Is he a G leaguer? I literally have no idea. Is he a top 15 pick, top 10 pick? I think that's all going to play itself out, and then we'll see what happens there. As far as the Anthony Davis front, the hometown discount, I just don't think we live in a world like that anymore. We just don't. It's really difficult for players to say, so you want me to take less and go see what these owners are making with the valuations every single year, what those valuations are for the league. When their new negotiations are done, by the way, which is so crazy, the streaming services, the competition. I'm sure there's going to be networks that you didn't know that want a piece of it, not just ESPN and TNT. I find it very difficult for an agent and a player to sit there and say, you know what, you're worth 50 a year, but you should take 40 so the team could go try to, you know, figure it out. Well, the team already, it's up to them to go try to figure it out. But to give a hometown discount seeing – the money that these owners are making, I don't think that's happening anymore. This is it's not a new era, but it's an era where there's so much money being made that I'm sure the players are going to say, cool, well, let me make sure that I get my cut as well. Okay, Max Christie is coming up next. We'll get a chance to connect with him. I talked to him a couple days ago, and just want to get his thoughts on his own player development, what he thinks about this upcoming season, what was it like being on a team that got to the Western Conference Finals. Max Christie up next. Stay right here. Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, welcome back to Lakers Talk. We got a special guest tonight. Very, very excited. This isn't just me. A lot of Laker fans are very excited about the future of guard for the Los Angeles, Max Christie. Max, thank you so much for coming on. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, listen, it's kind of funny. I know there's always a lot of different conversations that goes around the Lakers. You're getting a lot of, and I know this, we're in the heart of summer league right now, but man, there is definitely a wave of Laker fans that are excited to see what your future is going to be like with the Lakers. Can you just walk us through your summer a little bit? I think I read something that you gained 10 pounds of muscle. You want to do everything you can to just work on your game. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing this summer.
Yeah, well, ever since the season ended, when it first ended, I think I took a week or two off just to decompress and relax. But then after that, it was really straight to work, and I was lifting, you know, almost every day throughout the week. That's how I was able to gain some of that muscle, like you were saying. So I lifted a lot, and of course, I was on the court a lot as well. So I've just been working out really, really hard for the summer and for the past few weeks, and now heading into summer league, or we played, I think, 4 games here so far. So I think the work has sort of shown, and you know, I don't think it's any surprise because of the amount of work I put in this summer.
Max, what's been the big difference going from, you know, last year in summer league? It's the first time you had ever done it. It's obviously things are new to you. You had just been drafted. Tell me how much different this second round is, getting an opportunity to be there. How much easier is it just kind of knowing what to expect?
Well, it's a lot different. It's definitely crazy what a difference a year can make. I think all the stuff that I learned throughout the season last year has made, you know, this year similarly that much easier. I just know what to expect. And, you know, being around guys like LeBron and AD and Russ and Pat Bev when they were there and D'Lo and, you know, all our vets, it makes it a lot easier to sort of learn the game and just makes it easier to apply it as well when I'm actually playing. And so I think the biggest thing is just the experience I've acquired over the past year. And mentally, I'm just in a better place just because I know what's going on.
What I know, I want to go back a little bit, and a couple different ways to look at it, but the Lakers get all the way to the Western Conference Finals, and Denver ends up winning the NBA championship. But what was that experience like? Get an opportunity to play a series. It's the Memphis Grizzlies. It's the Golden State Warriors. It's the Denver Nuggets. Here you guys were four games away getting to the NBA Finals. What was that like for you?
It was definitely really cool. It was a huge opportunity for me to learn a lot of things. I didn't necessarily play as much during the playoffs, but I still wanted to find ways to get better, even sitting on the bench and learning from all those guys and seeing, you know, how schemes might change and how game plans might change, you know, with the playoffs and compared to the regular season. And so I definitely learned a lot. And I think it's something that I've been able to apply pretty seamlessly to my game as well, just things I've been able to learn and the questions I've been able to ask all our vets and our experienced guys who play in the playoffs. So it was a great experience for me just to be able to learn and get better that way.
Yeah, it's always interesting because anytime you see younger players in a playoff run, it's not typical that, you know, like you mentioned, you're not to log in 30 minutes as a rookie in the Western Conference Finals. You just don't see it. But now right. now that you kind of have this opportunity, like you mentioned right out the gate, you took 1 or 2 weeks off, but you've been in the gym the entire time. What's your hope this upcoming season? What are you hoping that you can take some of the experiences that you got in year one? How do you think you become a consistent player for the Los Angeles Lakers that, again, is going to be trying to get back to the finals?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just building on the foundation I've been able to lay this summer here with all my hard work and then the way I've been playing, and also being able to apply that into our system. You know, my ability to defend, you know, multiple positions at a high level, and also my ability to shoot the three is going to be really important for me in terms of being able to be a part of the rotation and help us get back to that Western Conference Finals and even better an NBA championship. So, you know, I'm just trying to find my way to make an impact, you know, on winning. And, you know, I think, like I said, defense and three-point shooting is an area that – or two areas, sorry, that I can excel at and two areas that will help me get in that rotation and help us win a lot of games.
Max Christie taking some time to join me here on Lakers Talk. Max, in the summer league, you got a couple youngsters yourself. What have you thought so far about Jalen Hood-Schifino? What do you thought of Maxwell Lewis? How are those two young players playing? And even Colin Castleton, who I think we're all learning a little bit more about. What do you think of some of your teammates that you've watched so far in summer league?
Yeah, they're all great. You know, all three of them, and even DeMoy Hajar, are the two-way players playing great as well. You know, they're all picking up on stuff really well and really fast. And so it's really cool just to see, because I was sort of in their shoes last year, and so it's cool to see how they're progressing, how they're growing, how they're getting a lot more comfortable as the games go on. So, you know, they've been impressive, and I'm looking forward to watching them develop and watching them grow. And, you know, it's fun to watch and fun to play with.
Now, have you sent them to go get you breakfast and things like that? I mean, you're a veteran now in summer league. I mean, it's basically like you're the LeBron of summer league here. So are they going to get your coffee? I mean, has everything shifted here from a year ago?
No, not at all. Not at all. not yet. Maybe not at all, but we'll see. We'll see, but no.
I'm curious, you know, I think from afar, and it's one thing to just be a fan of the game, we've got a chance to see all the buzz behind Victor Wembanyama. I know you guys have not gone up against them, but just what is your take been from a player? I'm always curious from a player perspective. When somebody's getting as much hype as Wembanyama is, and then now he's played a couple games here in summer league, what have you thought of him? What have you thought? You got a chance to see Brandon Miller up close. What have you thought of some of these other draft picks up close?
You know, I think this draft class is actually pretty solid. You know, they got a lot of high energy guys and obviously a generational talent in Wembanyama. So, he played really well last night. His first game wasn't as good, but I almost feel bad for him, all the hype he's getting. You know, it's almost as if he can't just be a normal guy. You know, everybody's watching him, but, you know, I think he's handling it really, really well. And, you know, I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him. I hope he does really, really well. And you know, same with all the other draft guys, all the other guys that were drafted high. Brandon Miller played against him yesterday. Actually, he was pretty good. You know, I was impressed by him. And you know, it's just a good draft class. Scoot Henderson played well the other day. The Thompson Twins are really explosive. They're looking good as well. And so, just, you know, the top couple picks are doing good. And, you know, I think the draft class can round out eventually in a few years, and you'll see a bunch of them in the league still.
Well, Max, I'll tell you, and I definitely, just from a Laker perspective, you see a lot of Laker fans that are excited about Max Christie's future. So I wish you nothing but luck, obviously, through the rest of this summer. And then once we get to training camp and the regular season starts, I think there's going to be a lot of Laker fans waiting and exciting to see your development. So thank you for taking the time, and I hope you have a great rest of your summer. All right, brother?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you having me on here.
All right, that is Max Christie of the Los Angeles Lakers. Thank you, man. Have a good rest of your day, and I appreciate you doing this.
Yep, thank you, too.
All right, that's Max Christie right there. So I mentioned, recorded that a couple days ago. We got a few hours ago, Trudell had put out a tweet on Max Christie. So a little injury update on Christie for the rest of summer leagues. Has sustained a right hip strain in last night's game against Boston, so he'll be listed as day-to-day. How about that kid? I can listen to him talk all day long. Really, really love his, and they're not kind of generic answers, in depth. Sounds much wiser than his age, and he's incredibly talented. I really do feel like, I know I mentioned this a little bit earlier in the show, I think he's going to get some opportunities this year, and I think that's certainly exciting to see what he can grow into. And the Lakers got a history of this. They got a history of drafting guys like Kyle Kuzma, or Ivica Zubac, Josh Hart, Jordan Clarkson. There's players that they've taken, you know, further down where they found ways, and look at the Carusos of the world, look at the Austin Reeves of the world, and develop them. That's why summer league's a little bit more interesting than maybe if you're another team that has not had as much success. But the front office for the Lakers have done an incredible job, and keep an eye out for Max Christie. I think he might get some opportunities here. I thought it was interesting what he said about Wembanyama. He feels bad for all the hype, and he said he's rooting for him. Man, ton of hype. You can't get any more hype than what Wembanyama is getting, and every single day there's going to be a magnifying glass around him and what he brings to the table. Okay, I'm going to change topics here. We got a little rivalry going here between the Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. Can you have a rivalry under this one playoff matchup? Well, I guess there's a couple years of history, right? 2020, the Lakers took out the Nuggets, won a championship. 2023, the Nuggets take out the Lakers, win an NBA championship. Now, the coaches, at least for the Lakers, it's a different coach. Frank Vogel won a chip in 2020. Darvin Ham trying to do it now with the Lakers. We come back. I want to spend a little time on this. I thought it was interesting to hear Michael Malone, some of his comments after they won an NBA championship. Darvin Ham had his own thoughts on some of that chatter, and also a couple of NBA stories I want to get into as well. Stay right here. Appreciate you guys being a part of the show. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, shout out to Max Christie. Took some time earlier in the week to join the show. Really appreciate that. Thank you to the public relations department as well from the Lakers on helping setting that up. I want to play some sound here. I think it's kind of funny. After the Denver Nuggets won the NBA championship, they were doing the parade, and Michael Malone was getting ready to get introduced. the broadcaster for the Denver Nuggets, this is going to tie back to something I heard yesterday from Darvin Ham. The broadcaster for the Denver Nuggets, the MC that was doing the championship parade, this is what he had to say when he was introducing Michael Malone. Take a listen.
He came into this world as the son of a coach, but in these playoffs, he became the Lakers' daddy.
Okay, a little cheesy. All right, what it is what it is. Now, look, Mike Malone didn't say it, so it is what it is. But that was the setup that he had. There was a lot of conversation, I remember, during the playoffs where every time the Lakers would get the attention, Michael Malone and his pressers would try to remind everybody, hey, guys, remember us? We're also the other team, and why aren't you talking more about us? Michael Malone was clearly irritated that the Denver Nuggets weren't getting enough attention. Personally, for me, I thought when it was all going down, it's like, yeah, doesn't really matter. You guys are up 2-0. You guys are up 3-0. You guys just swept the Lakers. What do you care about the media talking about the Lakers? It's the Lakers. There's only a few franchises, literally in sports, all the sports, that has as much power as the Lakers do. There's a few brands. There's the Cowboys. There's the Yankees. There's Manchester United. There's only a few franchises that have it. And oh, by the way, LeBron James also plays for the Lakers. There was a little bit later, I remember he went on Pat McAfee, and he's on Pat McAfee's show, and a question comes in, and he eventually says, Michael Malone says, that he's thinking about retiring, making fun of what Bron said after the Lakers got swept. So Michael Malone has been irritated by the Lakers, has taken some shots at the Lakers, and I'm going to be brutally honest, I really don't care. If you win an NBA championship and you back it up, you kind of can run your mouth. So it is what it is. It comes with the territory. Guys that run their mouth and they don't win, I think they look stupid. Whether you like Michael Malone's approach, style, whatever the case is, I think it's irrelevant. They won an NBA championship. That's all I really pay attention to. Darvin Ham, some of this sound came out yesterday, made an appearance on Uncut Podcast with Mark Stein and Chris Haynes. Take a listen when the question came up about the new nickname for Denver Nuggets coach Mike Malone on the Lakers. Take a listen.
Mike Malone did a lot of celebrating.
Oh, wow. I'm gonna bring up Money Mike. The Lakers daddy, right? That's what they call him now, the Lakers daddy? That's what they call him now, the Lakers daddy?
Well, I guess you could talk we win a championship.
God bless his soul. This ain't over.
That's what's up.
God bless his soul.
All right, God bless his soul. This ish ain't over. God bless his soul. I think we have a really cool, unique, and I don't know how long it's going to last because Bron is in his, you know, getting ready to start his 21st season, but a cool little rivalry between two NBA franchises right now. And the reason why you could say there's a little bit of a rivalry there, look, I'm not trying to compare Lakers and the Celtics. I'm not. There's at least the rivalry here because they faced each other two of the last 4 years to determine who ends up winning an NBA championship. Lakers faced them in 2020 in the bubble, and after they beat the Denver Nuggets, they went on to beat the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals. The Denver Nuggets swept the Los Angeles Lakers this year, went on to beat the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals. The only way you could really have any type of rivalry is, A, you're facing each other. That the two squads are having opportunities to go back and forth. B, it's not lopsided. The fact that the Nuggets got a championship and the Lakers got a championship and they had to go through each other to win those championships, I think also adds to it. And then the third most important element of trying to get together some or trying to put together some type of rivalry is when there's some chirping, when both teams are talking. And especially if it's the both the head coaches. So I just kind of found that fascinating, and I found it interesting, and I think it's a good matchup. And the Lakers, I think, got better in the offseason while the Denver Nuggets did not sign Bruce Brown, did not sign Jeff Green. Maybe that evens things out. We'll have to wait and see. A couple NBA stories I want to get into here real quick. The NBA rule changes. So I don't know where everybody is on the rule changes. I'm going to give the flopping the in-game flopping penalty is great. I think that's a big thing that will help the NBA kind of get rid of guys throwing their body around and cheap shots. By the way, that should also be for offensive players as well, where they flop to pretend that there's a foul. We'll see how that all plays out. But I like that the NBA is addressing that. I think it's important. The other thing, I don't really care as much about the second coach's challenge, to be honest with you. I can't stand how much the game has stopped. I wish they had a little shot clock to when they're reviewing a play. I give the referees 30 to 60 seconds. If you can't figure out what the hell happened, then just go with the call that you made on the floor. Let's keep this thing moving. The last thing I'm going to say is that in-season tournament. Can we just give that thing a chance? Can we give it an opportunity? Can we give the NBA and can we give Adam Silver the benefit of the doubt? I'm not telling you it's going to work. I'm just telling you, it's not that big of a deal. I think we're making way too big of a deal about the in-season tournament. They're going to try it. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. Everything will move on. I appreciate everybody taking the time to listen to the show tonight. Go back to the podcast if you missed any of the show. Thank you to Michael Funches. Thank you to Laura Romo. And thank you to Mar Ruiz. L.A., hope you guys have a great rest of your night. We'll see you tomorrow.